Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is regarding the last surah of the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nas. Surah An-Nas is a very short surah, very profound surah nonetheless. And in it, God Almighty asks us to seek refuge in Him from the insinuations of the devil. However, he refers to himself using three attributes, three names, three divine and beautiful names. Those are Rabbin Nas, the Lord of men, Malikin Nas, the King of men, and Ilahin Nas, the object of worship of men. So we want to ask, why is it that God Almighty has referred to himself using these three attributes when he could have clearly referred to himself using the more popular word Allah? The reason for this is that these three attributes are the reason why we should seek refuge in God. Meaning they are the, technically speaking, we can say they are the reason for the ruling. God Almighty has referred to the subject of the ruling here, which is himself, by an attribute. Meaning the three attributes we mentioned, the three sifats that we mentioned. Because these three attributes serve as the reason and the ruling itself, meaning that he deserves to be made the object and the being to whom in whom we seek refuge. Right? We can illustrate this by centering our discussion on the final attribute here in this surah, which is Ilahin Nas. What does the word Ilah mean? Sometimes this is translated as God, but actually, to be linguistically more precise, we can say that it refers to the object of worship of the object of worship, meaning the being to whom we should direct and orient our worship towards. This is the literal meaning of this term and this word. However, as a corollary, or you could say concomitant of this meaning, it indirectly means a being who is perfect. Who is the being who deserves to be worshipped? A perfect being. A being who has all perfection. Right? Or who is a being that deserves to be worshipped? A being who gives you blessings, a being who sends you blessings, a being who takes care of you, a being who is nurturing you, right? Right? This is a being who deserves to be worshipped and made the object of worship, right? So we worship or we admire, right, two types of beings. One is a being that's perfect, like, for example, a being that has physical beauty, we admire it. Or spiritual perfection and beauty, we admire it, right? Or if it's a being that, you know, has done us a favor, somebody who has done us a favor, we admire that person, right? We praise that person, right? Or, you know, we kind of worship that thing, right? So God Almighty possesses both of these qualities. First of all, He's a perfect being, right? He possesses all of the beautiful names, the Asma'ul Husna, and the lofty attributes, the Sifatul Ulya, right? So he's a being that deserves to be worshipped. At the same time, he is a being that is a being that gives us blessings, that takes care of us, and, right, he showers us with his grace, right? So that for this reason also, he deserves to be worshipped. And because of these two, right, these two attributes, which are corollaries of his being an object of worship, he is the being in whom we should seek refuge. Obviously, if he's perfect, right, we should seek refuge in him. Because he is the being that showers blessings on us and graces us with his favors, we should seek refuge in him. Okay. This is why God Almighty refers to himself using this attribute. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the first three verses of Surah An-Nas. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.